Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klam Ma'alev, and we're starting Siman Beis. So we've discussed this idea that it's possible that a person can eat a food before the meal, and we're going to in some way consider that the food is considered part of the connected with the food during the meal. So the example which we gave is that with a food which, when partaken of during the meal, requires a bracha, and I'm eating the food beforehand and making the bracha which will allow me to eat it during the meal based on that bracha. So the achila before the meal is facilitating achila during the meal due to the fact I'm making a bracha. Now, what about foods which during the meal do not require a bracha? Is there any way? So the Chayyadim is going to introduce an approach which basically we do not paskin like that approach. So there is one example of a food which during the meal does not require a bracha, and the chila beforehand would be connected to the meal, not due to the bracha, because due to the fact that this is a type of food which acts as a halachic appetizer. It causes a person to get hungry, and it actually makes a person have more of an appetite. So, and I'm eating it for the purpose of increasing my appetite. So here I am eating this food before the meal with the intention that this way I will eat more or eat better during the meal. So we understand that this food, which I'm eating before the meal, is connected to the meal. And therefore, we can allow the benching at the end of the meal to cover this food as well. So that everybody agrees with. Well, almost everybody, but we pass on like that. But the Chayyadim says, I have a third possibility. Why don't we just say that you eat a food before the meal and you continue to eat it during the meal, and we'll look at that that all is one big achila. And since the part of which is eaten during the meal, benching covers, so it covers the part which is beforehand as well. So if I'm planning to eat it before the meal and during the meal, so it's that this item is eating as one unit, both beforehand and during. And the bracha covers the food which is eaten during the meal. It also covers the food which is eaten before the meal. This is the approach of the Chayyadim. And basically everybody else disagrees with it. So let's see what he says inside. Now, if the person is eating a before the meal, and he plans not to eat any of it during the meal, so then you cannot say that the eating of the peri before the meal is connected to the meal, because the whole connection was that we said in the first siman is because I'm making a bracha beforehand, which is covering the food during the meal. But here, I am not planning to eat any fruit during the meal. So this achila has no connection at all to the meal. So in this situation, I must make a bracha achrona on the food which I eat before the meal. O shem the worm shibalav hochi ain strichim bracha besechas suru. So he starts off with things which do not require a bracha during the meal. Kugan mini liften, priadoma, shidarach loichlan machmas asura, the types of things which are condiments or vegetables which you usually eat them as part of the meal. Could go in bulbous, shakur and aired apple, potatoes, bikitnius, different types of beans, okomene mashkin, chutzmiyayin, drinks. Lo yechominim elu besechasudo, or shlo yishta besechasudo. So I'm having it before the meal with no intention to have it during the meal. So this achila is no shachet to the meal. So of course, in this situation, you need a bracha achrona. And benching is not, the bracha achrona is independent of benching. So the loch is, you need to say bracha achrona. The kimish lo yechel b'yishtu b'sech asura. The fact that you're not planning to have it during the meal means you're finished. This achila or shtiyah that you're doing before the meal is done. It's like having a meal and finishing it. So you need a bracha achrona. The fact you're planning to have another meal shortly thereafter is irrelevant. This meal is done, and this meal, everything requires a bracha chorna. Megamein brachos and boil lifter besecha suda. Imkain ein shaychin l'suda klal. You're not making the bracha on the food before the meal as a way to facilitate eating during the meal, because you're not planning to eat during the meal. So this achila is no shaychus to the meal. So you must say a bracha chorna. V'afilu l'birach bracha chorna, k'adam until shadayim, sarach l'barach besecha suda. So a person is supposed to say brana foshas. He has some potatoes before the meal. He's supposed to say brana foshas. He washed and forgot to say brana foshas. So luckily, he says brana foshas during the middle of the meal. Now, what about if he benched already? Does he still have to say brana foshas? So that's going to be the second half of the simon, and we'll talk about that and clarify those points in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.